now back to the Christmas miracle of Jasper Crown with Charlie Ruggles as Jasper Crown.
Well, that night, Jennifer broke her piggy bank and counted out of it $2.23. The next day, she bought a return ticket to our nearby metropolis, Dawson City, which cut into her budget to the tune of $1.61. And all a-tingle with the excitement of adventure till her freckles danced across her nose and her pigtails vibrated with delight, she roamed the streets until she found a shop with a sign on it saying,
Santa Claus suits for rent. Real cheap.
And in she went.
I want to rent a Santa Claus suit, please.
Do you see one you like?
Well, there are so many.
Well, how much were you thinking of spending?
If you'll come over to the counter, I'll make sure. I think I know how much I have, but I want to count it. I'm not very good in arithmetic. Now, 25 cents and 2 dimes is 45, and 3 nickels is 45, 60, and 2 pennies is 62 whole cents.
62 cents, eh?
Uh-huh.
Well, now, as a matter of fact, down behind the counter here, I think I have just the thing. Yes, here we are. Boots, belt, hat, pants, and tunic, and, of course, the whiskers go with it, and the price is just right, 62 cents.
It's pretty old and tattered.
Yes, it has seen a lot of use. I admit perhaps it isn't in the best of repair, but it is the genuine thing. Sign here, please.
What's that for?
Well, I'd like perhaps to get this suit back someday. Sometimes I have a little trouble. This way, any time I want to claim it, I'll have the proof it's mine.
And that same day, Jennifer turned up again at my house, blue eyes sparkling, a brown paper parcel clutched to her breast, and her valiant little heart beating strongly beneath it with high delight. So it's you again, eh?
I got it!
Yeah, you got what?
The Santa Claus suit!
Mm-hmm. Well, all right, come on in. Oh, so you got the suit, did you?
Yes.
Well, it didn't take you long once you found out I wouldn't pay for it.
No, sir.
All right, in you go.
Thank you.
Well, sit down.
Thank you.
That all?
Excuse me, sir?
What's the matter? Cat got your tongue? You had enough to say last night? Why so silent now?
I'm disappointed.
Why?
Because you're not happy, too. About the suit, I mean.
Well, why should I be?
I don't know, Mr. Crown. But I was just as sure as... would be.
Well, you were wrong. I'm not, but I made a bargain and I'll stick to it.
You don't have to if you don't want to. Being an unhappy Santa Claus wouldn't be much good. Do you want to?
You want to what? Be unhappy?
No, to get out of it.
I don't even know if I can get into it yet. All right, close your mouth. You look silly with it open. Oh, the suit. All right, come on, let's see it. Well, don't fiddle. Open it up. Oh, here, let me have it. My. Now, in what rag bag did you find this?
I didn't either find it. I didn't.
Well, of course you didn't. You had it all the time, didn't you? But you wanted something better. You wanted me so I could buy you presents. You were out to trick me, weren't you? Trying to twist me around your finger like all women with your flatterments and your honeyed words and your lies.
I did never. I didn't lie.
All right, then where did you get the suit?
I rented it.
You rented it? And just what did you pay for this threadbare collection of junk?
It cost 62 whole cents. It was my tree money for Christmas. But I'd rather have a Santa Claus than a tree. So I broke open my piggy bank. And I hate you.
All right, now wait a minute. Now stop it. Don't cry. Now stop it. Stop it, will you? All right. I'll be your Santa Claus. I'll try the suit on if you like. And slowly, awkwardly, under that candid gaze, I pulled on the Santa Claus suit. And a miracle happened. The private miracle of Jasper Crown. The constriction was gone from my heart. My rheumatic arm was as loose as a whip, and the magic sponge wiped the lines from my very face and the meanness from my heart.
Mr. Crown, it fits.
Yeah, like a glove.
You look different.
Yeah, I feel different.
It's just perfect.
Only,
do you think you could just a little... Well, could you smile?
Yeah, not only could I smile, but I could laugh.
Oh, try it, Mr. Crown.
Yeah, you can call me Jasper, Jennifer.
And you can call me Jenny Jasper.
Yeah, hello, Jenny Jasper.
Hello, Jasper Jenny.
Hello,
Jasper. Oh, Jasper. This is going to be a good Christmas.
Oh, Jenny. This is going to be the best Christmas ever. And it was. The party was a big success, especially with a whole truckload of new presents that we added to Jenny's loot. And short of the real St. Nicholas, who was due down everyone's chimney that night, in my old suit and my newfound happiness, I made a super make-believe Santa Claus. And everyone was so happy.
Excuse me, Mr. Crown. I just want to thank you. I'm Jenny's father.
No, but you can't be.
Why not?
Yeah, because you're in the Navy with the son of a gun.
I'm still in the Navy, all right.
Yeah, well, so I can see.
Only the son of a gun isn't the son of a gun anymore. He sent me home for Christmas.
Oh.
Thank you for being kind to my daughter.
No thanks. First of all, it's Jenny. And secondly, I had a daughter once, and you know, it's not hard to be kind if you'll let yourself go.
Why don't you?
What?
Let yourself go, like tonight. I know about you. Send for your daughter.
Well, now you know a funny thing, Mr. Adams, I have. And she's coming home tomorrow, after all these years, on Christmas. Oh, excuse me, you're Mr. Sam Hardy, editor of the Thomasville Clarion, ain't you?
That's right.
Well, I want to give you a story for your New Year's edition.
Happy to have it.
I'm reopening the factory.
Reopening the... Well, say, that's news for a special edition.
And I'm retiring. My son is coming back to take over.
But didn't he... Didn't you...
Yeah, we disagreed. I was more interested in profit, and he was more interested in the men that worked for us.
Then does that mean...
It means that he was right and I was wrong. For sometimes I've been wrong almost everything in my life. Merry Christmas, Mr. Hardy.
Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Oh, well, that's one thing no one has to wish me, because this is the merriest Christmas of my life. And then suddenly, the day after Christmas, I felt like Cinderella, because once again my doorbell rang, and once again I opened it to find Jennifer.
Good morning, Jasper.
Good morning, Jenny. And what can I do for you this fine morning?
Oh, I've come for the Santa Claus suit.
No.
What?
What do you want it for?
Well, you'll have to take it off now, Jasper. I have to take it back.
Why?
Because I signed the paper. I only rented it, and I'm responsible.
Oh. Well, then, we'll take it back together.
Now, this is it. There's the hat factory, and on the other side, the cigar store. It's in this block.
Yeah, this is it, huh? Now, let's see. Crispy Cleaner, Professor Alberti's famous spaghetti system, Shoeshine Bar, Ace Exterminator.
You're looking on the wrong side. It's this side.
Yeah, but that's just an empty lot. Yeah, there's nothing there. Or maybe there never was.
Don't be silly, Jasper. There has to have been, or else... Jasper, do you believe in miracles?
Ever since I met you, with all my heart.
Still, we'd better try the next block.
Now, Jenny, I don't want to try the next block. Yeah, just in case.
Just in case what?
Well, just in case we should find it.
I'm sure if we look long enough, we'll find it.
Yeah, well, now, that's the thing I'm most afraid of. I don't ever want to find it, because then I might stop believing again. And that's the story, Sam. I'm not asking you to assess it or to comment on it. It exists for itself. And you can argue till doomsday whether a tattered Santa Claus suit or a delightful child unlocked the key to my shriveled heart. It doesn't really matter. What does matter is that I haven't totally kept faith. So I want you to run this ad. Not only this year, but every Christmas, as long as I live.
And that's the ad, Tom.
Crazy. You're not trying to suggest that this was some magical emporium created by a good force for just that one particular moment so a child could drop in and redeem a man's soul.
I ain't suggesting anything. You asked a question or two, and I answered them. But I will say this. If there's ever a season for miracles, this is the one.
There's your miracle. When I open that door, what should I see?
What else?
Of course, a wonderful man with great bristling white eyebrows and a shock of snowy white hair. And he should say, as I open it...
About the suit in the ad, the Santa Claus suit, I've come to pick it up. Here's the receipt.
Let me see that. One Santa Claus suit, signed Jennifer Adams. Well, I have it right here, mister.
Thank you.
I also have a blank check signed by Jasper Crown and his executors and certified by...
Let me see that. Oh, poor old Jasper. I'd heard that he died.
A happy man, surrounded by his family and worshipped by his neighbors.
Good. I don't want this check. I had my rental money. I'm only picking the suit up because Jasper doesn't need it anymore, and after all, it is Christmas. You never can tell. May be useful to someone else. Merry Christmas!
You see?
See what?
There was a store, after all. It just took him a couple of years to catch up, and...
What's the matter, Tom?
He came in answer to the ad.
That's right.
Only we haven't run it yet. The Christmas edition isn't out yet.
Well, don't forget, Tom, I told you. If there ever was a time for miracles, it's Christmas.
A miracle. An event or effect contrary to the established constitution of things. A wonder or a wonderful thing. This has been the story of the Christmas miracle of Jasper Crown. And no matter how you explain it, it was a wonderful thing for Jasper himself and for Jennifer. Christmas Miracle of Jasper Crown starred Charlie Ruggles. Others in the cast were Jackson Beck, Bob Dryden, Lon Clark, and as Jennifer Adams, Lynn Loring. Sound by Ed Blaney, special music by Rosa Reel. Produced and directed by Drex Hine. Your narrator and writer, Ian Martin.